Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, a tweet from RTE presenter Michael Cahill caught our eye last week, and in it he explained how he'd finally started adult swimming lessons after so many years of being unable to swim. And he joins me now to tell us how he's getting on. How are you doing, Michael?
Hello, Catherine, and it hasn't gone unnoticed you've put me down the corridor away from Brendan's tiramisu. Probably a wise choice.
You're literally a wall away from me. I've also just had a look there on Twitter, and you tweeted, I've two swimming lessons done and starting to feel a little more comfortable in the water, a tiny bit. And you know what? The reaction from listeners has already been huge. I'll just give you a few of them here. Liz says, "Oh, Catherine, I'm 62. I've tried to learn to swim for years. I so envy people who can get into the water and just move, even if it's near the shallow end. I've attended so many classes that are used to dealing with the very, very nervous, and I failed. I'm so looking forward to hearing about Michael's experience, and maybe I'll get some inspiration." It is a big problem for people. So let's talk about you first, Michael. Like, you've had a tricky relationship with water over the years, right?
Yeah, it goes way back. I mean, when I was in school, funny thing is, when I was 6, 7 or 8, I had lessons, like so many people have in school down in Cork and all over the country. And then I remember once a fortnight in school, we had our swimming class, which they try and take every bit of enjoyment out of swimming in some of those school swimming classes. You're sort of thrown in, and out of sheer fright, you get to the other end of the pool somehow. And I did that for every second week through school. And at that stage, wasn't afraid of deeper water or the deep end. But something changed when I was a teenager, and I can't put my finger on it. There was no particular bad experience where I was thrown into water or anything. I just used to avoid the deep end, completely avoid the sea, and would just sort of hang around in the shallow end. And as I got older and older, I would completely avoid deep water, so much so that it sort of filled me with fear. When I'd go into a swimming pool and you'd see the sign deep end at the end, you know, depth of 2.1 metres, it would literally make me physically sick, even the sight of it, that if I ended up in there, I'd lose control and panic, you know.
And that's like, no, as you said, nothing happened. I mean, being as you said, like, well, you may have had some subconscious trauma or hangover from, as you said, when you were being thrown in as a kid, but you did that no problem. But there was no experience, like nothing that stands out that made you go from that to there's no way I'm going down the deep end.
No, it's an unusual one in that it seemed to be gradual over the years.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not a very adventurous kind of person, I suppose, by nature. I'm good at sitting down, Catherine. I mean, literally, if you're looking for someone to sit down, I am your man. But, you know, and I've always wanted to swim, and I suppose I got away with it for so long as well. I was thinking about this.
How did you get away with it for so long?
I think, you know, I suppose like most people, the only time I'd encounter a swimming pool is going to the likes of Spain or Portugal for the 2 week holiday once a year. You know, I wouldn't go to local swimming pools or any of the adventure parks. And because I'm tall, I'm 6'1". So if I'm in the pool, I can stand comfortably.
You can stand, okay.
Right? So you can stand. And to try and fit in, you're moving your arms around. You're not actually doing anything. I'm just standing with my 2 feet on the ground and moving my arms because you don't want to be the odd guy out, you know? You're trying to fit in with your friends and your family, and you don't want to draw attention to the fact.
And would you be comfortable there, each playing with the kids and throwing balls and whatever, if you once your feet were planted on the ground, or were you still uneasy?
I was because I'm tall, so I got away with it. Because the water might only be up to my belly button or whatever. So I knew I was perfectly safe.
Okay.
But equally, I was always aware, where is the deep end? Where does it get deeper? And you know, there were some of those pools, they gradually go down. The second the water would rise, I would start to panic and immediately either get out of the pool or go back to the shallow end.
Okay. And your kids and your family were obviously aware of this. And it was a pier in West Kerry that made you determined to swim. Tell me about that.
So, I don't know, do you know Cahir Daniel, Derrynane?
Yeah, I do. Beautiful part of the world.
One of the most chilled out places in the country, I think, Catherine, you'd probably agree.
Yeah.
So down there, there's a little beach, little secret beach. So I won't name it or I'll never be invited probably back there again. But it's for a small amount of money. So a little beach, it looks across Kenmare Bay to the Barra Peninsula, lovely part of the world. And on it, lovely beaches appear there. And each summer, I suppose, when the tide comes in, water gets deeper, everyone goes down to the pier and they jump in safely into the water. And I go up there, to join everyone. There's 6 and 7 year olds passing me on one side. There's 60 and 70 year olds passing me on the other side. And I'm the guy minding the bags and the flip flops. And I look at my own kids. And the difference, I suppose, is, you know, when I was talking about those earlier holidays, my own kids were younger. So we were happy to be in the shallow end. Now they're older. They're 11 and 15 this summer. And they want to be more adventurous. So they're jumping in. They're having fun. And I'm the guy who's just sort of standing at the side looking on. And I feel, you know, kids these days, as you know, it's hard to drag them away from PlayStations and Switches. So you want a bit of quality time. And this is quality time I can't share. And then second of all, I suppose you are looking on as a dad and a father that, you know, even 11 and 15 year old in the water, if something was to happen.
Yes.
I'm standing there. I'm looking on. There's absolutely nothing you can do.
Yeah.
And I suppose you think this through more and more year after year. And eventually it got to last summer when I said, look, I'm going to do something about this finally, and I'm going to try and learn to swim.
So how has it been for you, really, like, quickly, if you can? And what advice would you give people? First of all, take us to the pool. How are you doing now after two lessons?
So two lessons in, and I went for one practice on my own. I suppose the first thing I've learned is that it's very difficult to sink. You know, she, Jenny, who's instructing me in a pool down the road from here, actually, I decided to get one-on-one lessons because I thought it would be easier when you're a little bit older. She said, sit on the bottom of the pool, raise your legs, sit on the bottom of the pool. I couldn't do it. So the proof was, it's very difficult to sink. You automatically float to the top. The problem is, obviously, you start to panic if you can't swim and it's deeper water. So I'm slowly getting used to putting my head under the water.
Okay.
Getting used to having my face in the water, trying to sort of breathe out through my nose in the water. The deep end is still a bit off, and something I think I'm probably another few months away from. But I suppose getting comfortable in the water and trying to have a little fun with it as well.
Okay. John is saying, oh my God, it's like Michael is talking about me swimming. Somebody else said, I learned to swim at 58. The reason I was so late was the lessons were always mixed ages, which left me feeling like I was useless. All the younger ones were moved up to the deep end. That's another thing, Michael, the kind of the embarrassment around it. If you don't learn as a child and how to handle that, I think the one-on-one lessons is great.
They're one-on-one lessons. The pool I'm going to has three lanes.
Okay.
Slow, medium and fast. I'm in the slow lane.
Okay.
There was me and the six-year-olds there on Monday at 4 o'clock. And you know what? I didn't care, Catherine. I thought, I'm learning to swim here. So kind of, I think, forget all that kind of stuff. There's lots of people of different ages. I was asking the instructor. She said she's teaching people in their 30s, 40s, 50s and 60s how to swim. At the end of the day, you know, it's about you, yourself, trying to get comfortable in the water. And I used to dread the water a few weeks ago, Catherine. Now I'm kind of looking forward to going back to the next lesson and just doing it very slowly.
Very slowly and stage by stage, as you're saying, getting to understand that, you know, you can't sink. That's a really powerful message. And to kind of get comfortable in the water, putting your head in under. So listen, will you keep us updated as to how you're getting on during the summer? You're not going to be pier diving anytime soon.
But no, in
the months ahead, or maybe next summer.
Yeah, if I'm down in Caherdaniel, I may partake in other activities liquid-based, but not technically in the sea to follow.
Michael, have a lovely weekend and well done again.
Nice talking to you, Catherine.